It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
I want my mummy.
100-year-old folklore and pop culture have perpetuated the myth that opening a mummy's tomb leads to certain death. But is there any reality behind this myth? Movie mummies are known for two things, fabulous riches and nasty curses that bring treasure hunters to a bad end. But Hollywood didn't invent the curse concept. The mummy's curse first enjoyed worldwide acclaim after the 1922 discovery of King Tutankhamun's tomb in the Valley of the Kings near Luxor, Egypt. When Howard Carter opened a small hole to peer inside the tomb, a treasure hidden 3,000 years, he also unleashed a global passion for ancient Egypt. Tut's glittering treasures made great headlines, especially following the opening of the burial chamber on February 16, 1923, and so did sensationalistic accounts of the subsequent death of expedition sponsor Lord Carnarvon. In reality, though, he died of blood poisoning, and only 6 of the 26 people present in the tomb died within a decade of that happening. Carter, surely any curse's prime target, lived until 1939, almost 20 years after opening the tomb, so it's not the best curse in the world. But while the Pharaoh's curse may lack bite, it hasn't lost the ability to fascinate audiences, which may be how it originated in the first place. The late Egyptologist Dominic Montserrat constructed and conducted a comprehensive search and concluded that the concept began with a strange striptease in 19th century London. My work shows quite clearly that the mummy's curse concept predates Carnarvon's Tutankhamun discovery and his death by almost 100 years. He believed that a lively stage show in which real Egyptian mummies were unwrapped inspired first one writer and subsequent others to pen tales of mummy revenge. The thread was even picked up by Little Women author Louisa May Alcott in her nearly unknown volume Lost in a Pyramid or The Mummy's Curse. My research has not only confirmed that there is, of course, no Egyptian or ancient Egyptian origin of the mummy's curse concept, but more importantly, it also reveals that it didn't originate in 1923 press publicity about the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. So this predates that. This idea has been around much longer. I thought that was fascinating because, you know, the first thing you think about is the curse of the mummy and the mummy's coming to get you. But the reality of it is that actually came from, well, disrespecting these burial sites. It comes from a bad place, and I think it might be a little bit of guilt. People were sitting in the audience watching these tombs be opened up and mummies unwrapped and stuff, and at the end of the day, we're taught to respect the dead and they'll just leave them alone. I wonder, though, if there was ever a person who'd be haunted or cursed by a mummy, would it be the person who breaks into those tombs? Looks like we have documented evidence against it, but still, the idea of the Pharaoh's curse still lives on to this very day. In fact, people were saying a lot of incantations and prayers just a few weeks ago when multiple new sarcophagus were discovered. I'll keep you guys up to date if any mummies start to walk the earth. Enjoy this bonus episode. I hope you did. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the bonus episodes too, part of our 31 Days of Halloween special on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Guys, I'll see you tomorrow.